Welcome to Today's Issues, offering a Christian response to the issues of the day. Here's your host, Tim Wildman, President of the American Family Association.
Hey, good morning, everybody, and I know you're expecting Trivia Friday today, and we always look forward to doing that, but we're going to not have that today because we're going to do some remembering of my dad, Don Wildman, who founded this ministry, and he passed away yesterday, and I've asked a few friends and colleagues to step in with me. We're going to play a couple of my dad's favorite hymns this half hour, and then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to play the one-hour special. You may have already heard that or some of it on American Family Radio since the announcement of my dad's passing yesterday. So, I'm not in studio today. So, in studio back home in Tupelo is J.J. Jasper. Good morning, Brother J.J.
Good morning, Tim.
And Bert Harper.
Well, good morning, Tim.
And Ed Vitagliano. Good morning, Ed.
Hey, good morning, Tim.
So, fellas, we're winging it here.
Right.
The next 25 minutes, Bert, I'll start with you first of all, because you've been a pastor for many, many years. How many years were you a pastor?
40 years.
I mean, I'm talking about full time.
Full time, 40 years. Yeah.
40 years. Yes. And then you switched over to Take Me or Leave Me.
I tell them my first Sunday is interim. I said I come to leave, and
Bert did 40 years of deacons meetings, and now he does interim. So he doesn't do deacons meetings. He'll come and preach,
it's a good life, Tim.
You deserve it after all those deacon meetings for 40 years.
Yeah.
Bert, I want to start with you for just a moment because when a Christian dies, the Bible says it's different. The scripture says that we're not, I can't remember the exact scripture, but Paul says we're not as those who have no hope, right?
That's right. We grieve, but not as those who have no hope. The grief is there. I mean, we miss them. And but yet we'll know we'll see them again. Heaven's a real place for real people, Tim. I love that phrase. I heard it in a play one time. Heaven's a real place for real people. So that's where Brother Don is right now. He's in a real place.
Well, listen, Dad was 85 years old when he died yesterday morning. We knew it was coming because he had been suffering with Lewy body dementia for, 6 or 7 years or so, and maybe a little bit longer. But he was able to live in our house, my mom's house, with his wife and my sisters Donna and Angela, basically were the primary caretakers, along with my mom, for my dad. So he was able to stay at home. He didn't have to go to the nursing home. But that dementia, for many people listening about right now, I have family members who've gone through that. And, it's sad to watch people pass that way because they lose their ability to communicate and oftentimes lose their memory. But he didn't suffer physically in pain, so we were thankful for that. Yeah. But it came his time yesterday to pass from this earth on to glory, as my friend Buddy Smith there, who works at American Family Association, says. The Bible describes heaven as a glorious place.
Amen. Tim, let me say this real quickly.
Yeah.
I would say this, that for the believer, and one that has some type of dementia, the family gives them up mentally some before the death occurs. I know my dad had dementia, and the home going became a blessing for us and for him. Because he was no longer in that struggle of memory and not knowing, and he is fully known and knows now. That's the glory part of it. Yes,
JJ.
Yes, sir.
You want to comment? You You've worked at, you were the first hire my dad had for American Family Radio, right?
Not the very first hire, but I was the very first voice on the first voice on the very first day when they flipped the switch. Yeah. But I'm thinking about starting off with scripture, Psalm 116, verse 15, precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints. And your dad, Reverend Don Wildman, he absolutely heard those words of Jesus, well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into his promise, into his reward. And, you know, I was, I can share so many personal stories. I could spend the whole time doing that, but I was looking at our listeners, some of the things that they were sharing. Donna said, what an amazing man and life and legacy when we all get to heaven. What a day of rejoicing that will be. And you're going to be surprised by this story. I was. Phyllis said, sending prayers and hugs for all of you. I remember when he was in Wichita visiting the radio station. He took time to change my flat tire. I couldn't believe it for such a busy man. He also presented the gospel to me while he changed my tire. Is anybody surprised by that? Yeah. He went through the building and took out the trash. He wore a $10 watch. He lived in the same home for 40 years, I'm guessing, drove the same car for many, many years. One day I was walking down the hall because he was humble and unassuming. And over the intercom, it said, Brother Don, President Bush on line two, President Bush on line two, the first President Bush. And I stopped in my tracks and I thought, you know, whatever I think I'm going to accomplish in my lifetime, I know with 100% certainty that the President of the United States of America is not going to call me and say, I've got this family policy that I'm trying to decide. I want you to weigh in on this. And Don Wildman met with presidents, and he was fierce. You're going to hear these words throughout today and over the next few days. He was tireless. He was courageous. He was a warrior. It was like being in the presence of a general. I was not in the military, but he would bark out orders, and people in Hollywood and in Washington, D.C., they trembled when he called on the phone. He was like a general, and he's one of those that you read about in the Hall of Faith for sure.
Amen.
Folks, if you tuned in for Trivia Friday, we're not going to have that today. We'll resume that next Friday, but yesterday morning, my dad, Don Wildman, Reverend Donald Wildman, he passed away at 85 years of age, and he was the founder of American Family Association and the American Family Radio Network. And so we're paying honor and tribute to him today. Joining me in studio is Bert Harper and J.J. Jasper and Ed Battagliano. We're going to play a song in just a moment, one of my dad's favorite hymns. I thought he'd like that if we were here. But, Ed, you want to chime in here a little bit?
Yeah, I just all that's already been said is not enough. I'm not going to be able to add to a description of the greatness of the man, but there are a number of things that I remember, Brother Don, and if we had a lot of time, we would probably all kick in some of these stories, because he was a genuinely funny man.
Yes.
As well. But one of the things I admired the most, two things that came to mind as I was considering being on this morning, kind of to echo what JJ said, his ferocity. Now, if you knew him, he was a gentle man, loved kids coming by, always giving out candy and those kind of things. But in terms of fighting the giants that were threatening to sweep away the Bible and the biblical foundations of this country, he gave no quarter. So I remember him showing me a letter that he was going to fax or mail or whatever to the president of CBS, and I don't remember if it was Leslie Moonves or who it was at the time, but they were threatening to sue AFA over what we were doing, what AFA was doing in monitoring programming. And that's kind of how the ministry all got.
It would have been back in the 80s probably, or 90s.
I think something like that. And so This letter came to AFA, to Brother Don, threatening to sue us, and he showed me the letter of response, and it was, dear whoever it was, sue. Period. Sincerely, Donald E. Wildman, president of AFA. And I just looked at that and I thought, this man is like
Gordon Patton. He's a beast.
Bring it on.
He said, sue. And of course, they never did because they didn't have a leg to stand on. So I always remember that about Brother Don. And then one of the things I always admired about him too is that he could. I, this is the way I've always described it. He could see around corners.
Yes.
He knew where the culture was going, and in advance of 99.9% of Christians in America, he understood. Now, he wasn't alone. There were others like that, James Dobson and Dr. D. James Kennedy and others. But there really was a generation of mighty men and women of God that the Lord raised up. But Brother Don was one of those. He just understood where we were headed, and he was like a watchman on the wall, calling Christians, you better get involved, you better get involved. And now, you know, 45-plus years later, we see that he was exactly right. And it's exactly as he called it.
He's like a modern-day prophet.
Yes.
I think we'd have gotten worse sooner had it not been for Don Wildman.
Right, yes.
Brother Don, I served with him, loved him. I will add one thing. If I had a Bible character that I would describe Brother Don, it would be Joshua. Mm-hmm. You're talking about a general, a leader. Yes. He was strong and courageous. Joshua 1, 6, 7, and then 9 says, be strong and very courageous. Do not be afraid. Yeah. That was the instructions to Joshua. Don Wildman took those instructions and lived by it.
I heard Chuck Colson talking about Don Wildman once, and I hope I get this right. I'm thinking that Chuck Colson, when he was young, was the youngest captain in the history of the Marines, that he was the youngest one appointed. So he knew about battle and strategy. And so he one time was talking about Don Wildman, and he talked about how unique you have to be to take a hill while they're shooting at you and have people follow you, trust your courage, trust your integrity enough to take a hill live, you know, ammunition. And he said, that's Don Wildman, you know, because so many followers. He said, come on, guys, follow me. We're going to go this way, you know, and engage the culture. And so, boy, all of that is true, and we know it's not the man, it's the Lord working in and through him.
Yeah.
Well, guys, if folks want to read my dad's obituary, we posted it at AFA.net. It's the first thing you see there at AFA.net. Go to AFA.net, and we posted my dad's obituary. He was an Eagle Scout. He grew up in Tippah County in north east Mississippi. He was an Eagle Scout. He was always an achiever. And accomplish things and goal driven, all those things that you think about a type A person. Now, he told my mom the first time they went out on a date, she was in college and he was in college, and he asked her out. She turned him down twice for what I thought were lame excuses, but something about having to get my hair done and then study for a chemistry exam. She was in summer school at Blue Mountain College in Mississippi, and then he asked her again, and she said yes. Otherwise, I wouldn't be here today. None of us would be talking. But on the first day, they went to the movie, and when he was taking her back to her dorm, he told her he was going to marry her.
He could see around
like
the corner.
Like I said, a modern-day prophet. Yeah. You don't know this, but I saw you sitting under a fig tree.
I'm going to marry you. First date. Huh? On the way back to the dorm. I think Mama thought, man, this guy's nuts. But anyway, hey, it did happen. You guys said prophet. He prophesied he was going to marry her, and he did. I just want to play one hymn here, one of his favorite hymns, What a Friend We Have in Jesus, and I don't even know who's singing it, because I asked Brent Creeley, our producer, to get together a version of It's the Gaithers. Okay, What a Friend We Have in Jesus by the Gaithers, one of my dad's favorite singing groups, and one of the his favorite hymns from years gone by. And then we'll come back and we'll have some more conversation here. Gaithers singing What a Friend We Have in Jesus. I'm Tim Wildman. I know most of you tuned in and expected to find Trivia Friday, as we normally do here, but the founder of American Family Association and American Family Radio, my dad, Don Wildman, passed away yesterday at the age of 85 here in Tupelo, Mississippi, and so we're celebrating his life for the next few minutes here with JJ, Ed, and Bert. I'm Tim, and then at the bottom of the hour, we're going to play the special that we've already played once or twice, but it's a radio special we had prepared when this day would come, and it's a look back at the ministry, my dad's life and ministry. So that's coming up at the bottom of the hour. by the way, if you want to read my dad's obituary, you can go to afa.net, afa.net, afa.net. JJ, you lost both your parents, right?
Yes, sir.
You lost both yours. Well, everybody, you guys, right, Bert? You've lost
yes.
yours?
Yes.
Right. I did as well.
So it's when you lose your parent, I mean, I'm talking about your parent who lived a full life and ours did. It's the memories just flood your mind about your growing up years, doesn't it?
They really do. I was thinking about you guys riding in that station wagon where you were sitting in the back seat looking out the back window.
Yeah.
And the trips that your dad took you to St. Louis to watch the St. Louis Cardinals and all the things you remember your dad tossing you up in the air, maybe teaching you how to ride.
You know what I remember?
Bike.
I have a lot of memories, but that just triggered one. My dad was a Methodist minister. And in the 70s, you remember when the CBs were popular?
Yes.
Yeah.
Probably a millennial doesn't even have an idea what we're you have to explain to him what we're talking about. But the CB CBs in the car, huh?
Right.
CB radio.
What do you, okay.
CB radios. No, I'm saying it was a type of radio.
Yes, good. Thank you. CB radio. And look it up, folks.
Go to the museum and just walk in the door and say, breaker, breaker, good buddy. They'll take you to the right section.
So everybody had a handle, right? That is what you call yourself on the CB radio. So my dad's was Circuit Rider.
I like that. Amen. I love that. Methodist preacher.
Yeah.
Methodist preacher, and that was the historic, you know, tradition of Methodists back before cars. Is you had circuit back in the 1700s and 1800s, you had circuit riders throughout the country, Ed, that rode on horses to preach the gospel and share Christ.
One community to another, they would ride on horseback, and some of these circuit riders preached hundreds of sermons that way. And really led to a great awakening.
Right. It really did. They were primary in the second great awakening, especially. And it was in the wilderness. And it was because of those circuit riders. They not only brought the gospel, they would bring the news of other areas. And they were the carriers of the good news and news. They were an important part of their history.
And they went to places that were hardcore. I mean, these were frontier communities. They were fighting against Indians. There were diseases, and these were hardened people. And these courageous circuit riders, we don't get off on talking about circuit riders, but
circuit they had an appropriate handle.
That's right.
Yes, well, absolutely.
Thinking about being brave and making a difference in the culture, Don Wildman was brilliant. A lot of people were thrown off by his deep Southern drawl. But
I don't know why they would do that.
he may have had a photographic memory.
Yeah.
But he would find ways to, when he saw that the media was biased, that was my first time I ever heard that, Don Wildman was saying, I was interviewed, they only took one sentence, and then the rest was just lies. And he would look and say, okay, I'm going to beat them at their own game. For instance, he was just laying in bed at night and thinking, I wish there was a way we could get the Word of God in classrooms and libraries and courthouses. And it dawned on him that he was thinking, well, it would take an act of Congress to do that. He thought, wait a minute, In God We Trust is the national motto. It did take an act of Congress. So he had those printed up and sent those out to classrooms, post offices, courthouses. And every time I'm traveling and I see one of those hanging in a classroom or a courthouse, the people don't realize that was Don Wildman's idea and one of many ways that he, you know, had an aha moment and said, I'm going to put my feet to my prayers and make this happen just to nudge people closer to the Lord.
Amen.
I'll never forget the board meeting that he came in and he said he was going to start a network, a radio network. His vision was bigger than any board member's was. And we knew all we need to do is go with him, march with him. And what a man.
Yes.
God used him greatly.
Yes.
Yeah. Brent, how long do we have before we need to start the radio special? Okay. All right. We got 1 minute here. Want to thank all the people who've I say 1 minute. We got 1 minute before we start the radio special that will last for an hour here on American Family Radio. We'll be back with Trivia Friday next week, but we're remembering my dad, Don Wildman, the founder of this ministry, who passed away yesterday at the age of 85. He loved God. He loved his family. He loved this country. like I hope you do. And that's what our mission is every day here at American Family Radio, is to proclaim the gospel and to ask you to pray for your family and pray for our country. That's what drove my dad. All right, my thanks to Ed, Bert, and JJ. And I'm Tim Wildman. And enjoy this radio special coming up for the next hour. And we will see you back live next Monday, okay? Take care.